Last week's impeachment vote not only has political consequences for the president, but also for the members of Congress who supported or opposed it. WRVO's Payne Horning spoke with Grant Reher, director of the Campbell Public Affairs Institute and a professor of political science at Syracuse University, about the political impact impeachment could have for two local members of Congress.
Reher doesn't mince words about the significance of this moment for both Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko, who voted against impeachment, and Mohawk Valley Democratic Congressman Anthony Brindisi, who voted to impeach.
When the story of their term of service is being written, how they voted on this issue will be in the first couple paragraphs.
Reher says this moment is politically precarious for both Katko and Brindisi, given that each bills themselves as moderate and bipartisan. But the fact that the final vote to impeach Trump was so strictly along party lines tends to favor Republicans in the next election, according to Reher.
I think it does begin to make it feel, probably for a lot of voters, as a party exercise and an instance of just how deep the party conflict is. I'm not saying, and I want to be very clear about this, that is the accurate rendition of all of the facts of this situation. I'm talking about how I think a lot of voters may end up perceiving it.
Reher says Katko is also less vulnerable than Brindisi because he has been in office longer and thus has a longer legislative record of reaching across the aisle. But in order for both to win, they will need the independent and moderate voters who elected them the first time around. Reher says how these two voted on impeachment will be a factor for those voters, but of equal weight will be who the Democrats nominate for president.
If there is at the top of the ticket for the Democrats a candidate that's going to scare those people off, those are going to be the folks that they are going to need the most. And I don't think you're going to be able to make up the ground with the additional energizing that you're going to get on the left if it's an Elizabeth Warren or a Bernie Sanders.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.